You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and this is episode number 460. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Really appreciate it. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Definitely hope you're having a good day. And the other thing is, if you are having a good day, the chances are it's because of the information you learned in this podcast. Which, if that's true, if you've actually learned something, if you found it valuable or you found information, please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to the show. But also please, a huge special thank you to our sponsors, right, Rob?
Yeah, we've got a new sponsor. Excited about him. A lot of you guys are brand new, trying to get into the business, or maybe you've been doing it for a while and just finding it challenging to get new work. Well, DroneBase is a company that is dedicated to helping you do just that, get new work. They're connecting drone pilots with great opportunities for earning money with your drone. They've got missions in 50 states and over 30 countries that have been run so far. So they're touching people all over the place. They've been working on their latest initiative, so they've been doing some upgrading. They've got a beta, and it's called Fly With Us, and they're about to roll out the newest version of this. It's going to include an updated, more friendly or user-friendly dashboard, so that's going to be cool. It's got an app, so you're going to be able to use the app to figure out what jobs are out there, and it's going to connect you, the drone pilot, to more than 1 million commercial opportunities out there, guys, and those are currently available on their platform. So you can check those out. Many of these missions are very simple. They're only going to take you 10 to 15 minutes. They've got everything from that to bigger jobs as well. Whatever you're interested in, you can check it out. So if you want to look for some of these opportunities, head over to dronebase.com. Check them out. I think you're going to find some new opportunities that you can take advantage of.
Definitely. I mean, if there are a million commercial opportunities and only, 15,000 licensed drone pilot, that leaves a lot of opportunity available to you guys. So make sure to check that out. But before we get any further, we don't want to waste any more time. So let's get right into the question, Rob.
Hey guys, Brett Woods from Indianapolis, Indiana. Quick question for you today. I've seen a lot of owners of Inspire 1s selling their Inspire 1s in anticipation for the Inspire 2 or whatever it will be called. I just wanted you guys to answer, what do you think are important things to look for, or what do you need to know when you're purchasing a used unit? Thanks a lot.
A used unit.
You'd like to buy a used unit, no, would you?
Maybe get a deal.
Yeah, but be careful, because remember, all drones aren't built the same, and you want to make sure too that, you know, the drone was initially registered in the United States. So don't forget, guys, if you do sell a drone that's already registered, you have to have a bill of sale from the FAA to actually like give over ownership and so that they recognize it. This is, as far as I understand it, from Ted. I've never actually done this myself. I have zero experience doing it. But when you do go to buy a drone, there's a few things that you should really keep in mind. If you're buying the drone, never use the propellers that came with it. Just replace them right away. Start fresh. That's the smart thing to do.
Inexpensive.
Yes. Yeah, second thing is, make sure you plug in every single battery into the drone to see when was that battery initially like first cycled. So you'll know the first date of the battery and then how many cycles they're in. I say that because recently we had a student come in who had bought a drone that was clearly a year and a half to 2 years old, and the battery had been cycled five times, and she was only getting maybe like 6-7 minutes out of the battery. So I think it's really crucial and important that you know, like, that they actually use the drone. You know, you don't want it over cycled, but if they had the battery for a year and a half, you hope that at least they flew it, you know, once a week.
Sure.
So, you know, how many weeks was that? That's a good opportunity to know how many cycles. A lot of people are still seeing good DJI batteries run up to, you know, 90, 100 cycles. John McBride is seeing over 200 cycles on those DJI batteries.
Really? Because he's taking such good care of them?
That's
managing their usage well?
That's it. Yeah. Yep. So other things to look out for is, if the information wasn't deleted off of the person's iPad or whatever they were using as their DJI Go platform, you should really try to ask for access to that, or just ask them, you know, how many flight hours it says they're on the bird. I would also call DJI and chat and see if they've ever had a ticket for the serial number of the drone that you've seen, to see if it's ever been in a major accident. If it has, I wouldn't buy it. And again, you know, you've got to make sure that everything is done properly. You've got a bill of sale. It's all legal. It's all legit, because you don't want someone buying your drone and then they crash it and it's still got your N number on it. So,
okay. So I'll throw some questions at you. What are you going to, so if you're, let's say you've got the drone and you're just going to physically inspect the drone.
If I'm physically inspecting the drone, I'm looking to see that everything is still tight. You know, like the legs aren't wiggling at all. When the Inspire jumps up and down, it's not making noise. It's having an easy time going up and down. You know, it's funny. One of the worst things that you can do for your drone is keep it in travel mode, because you're actuating that screw on the Inspire over and over and over again. So you really want a landing mode case. So just remember, if the person had a travel mode case, it means that the screw on the Inspire was used a lot of times, and potentially that's going to be the first thing to really go out on you.
Interesting. Okay.
I'd also be looking at the screws on the prop mounts to see how tight they are. I would also look at the screws themselves. You know, can you see where someone, you know, tried to tighten them and maybe like scraped them, didn't really take care of it? You know, is there dust and dirt inside of the Inspire itself, like up near the screw? In fact, I was showing my student this. I'm like, look, you can see your drone was never flown compared to mine, because just look up inside of it. Even if you look up and inside where the button is to link your remote, which is in the nose of the aircraft, I've got dust everywhere because of how much I've flown that thing.
And in the places you've flown it too.
Exactly. Yeah. But in hers, like, it was spick and span. Like, it had never been flown. Like, literally, I took her batteries and put them in my bird to see how many cycles. And some of them were like 2, 5, 7,
wow.
You know? So like almost, you know, 18 months of drone flying, and the guy maybe took it up 20 times. So,
which is a good thing if you're buying a used one, except on the batteries, because they're not getting used.
Yeah, so that's a great point to note, is that, you know, the drone is in incredible shape.
Right.
The batteries, get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
so you just got to figure that into the price that you're paying for the drone, because it's gonna, it might sound really good. Like, lightly used Inspire 1 with 10 batteries, but maybe 8 of them don't work.
Yeah, and that's actually something I'm sitting here thinking about, and I'm like, you know what? We should be telling people buy the drone, not the batteries, because you take on someone's liability, just like what you're saying, right? If they've got, you know, 10 batteries and 8 of them weren't taken care of well and they're bulging, which this lady did have one that was bulging, you know, you're taking on someone's liability, and why should you pay for batteries that aren't going to last well anyway? Buy the drone, let them sell the batteries on eBay.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting thought.
And people are going to hate me for saying that, but whatever.
Well, yeah. They can choose to do it or not, or sell it that way or not.
Yeah.
What about the motors? Is there some inspection that should go on with those? What would that look like? What would you look for?
You want to be able to spin the motor themselves and get a nice clean sound. It shouldn't be obstructed by anything. You shouldn't hear any crunching. Like, there's sand in the motor. That's really bad. That means it's been crashed. So you want to make sure those spin nice and clean. It's just like when you're buying a car, you know, like, smart people buy a car and they take it around the lot and they turn the wheel all the way around. Why do they do that? What are they looking for? They're looking to see if the CV joint or the ball bearings have been cracked. That way they know, you know, am I going to have to replace that soon or not? Like, you've just got to be smart about these things. You know
what I
mean?
Yeah, so you've got to get it up in the air, and you've got to work with, obviously, just the different controls, make sure it's responding well, maybe check a couple of different modes, make sure all the modes are working.
I think that's a good idea. I would say that the first thing before that is just to make sure that it's able to get a good compass reading, and you're able to do a compass calibration and not have a problem, because if you have a problem doing that, again, don't buy the drone.
Got it.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I personally, Rob, I would never buy a used drone, ever.
Of any kind?
Of any kind.
Hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't even buy my nephew a used drone.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
So,
okay. Now, maybe, just to push back on that a little bit, if it was somebody that you knew, we've talked about that before, and you've flown with them a lot, you know they're a good pilot, you know they take care of their drone, they take care of their batteries, maybe in that case.
Maybe. Well, like, for example, one of our members, Vic, actually an instructor, bought a drone from another one of our members, and he knew he got in an accident, but he was very clear about like what happened, and DJI had serviced it, and he flew it and made sure it's okay, and he still flies that bird to this day.
Yeah, so it is possible to have happy endings with a used drone.
It's just a personal preference. I'm cynical because it's like, oh man, I actually have the same like fight in my head right now, right? Buying a new car versus an old car. If I buy a new car, if I get a really good price on it, it is actually a benefit. But the problem is getting a really good price. Because otherwise, if you buy a used car, you don't know the maintenance schedule. You don't know how well it was taken care of. You don't know so much information. I mean, even if you buy a car from Enterprise, right? Like, this is what I'm so afraid with Enterprise. I just rented that Expedition for 3 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And about 1,000 miles out from Albuquerque, I got a need oil change required, like, or oil change required, you know?
Delete.
Off. So like I drove at least 1,000 miles over the oil change point. You know, how do you know that, you know, people didn't do stupid stuff in the drone? How do you know, just like in a car, that Enterprise really took care of it, that there was a record of everything, that it was timely and they're giving you the right information? That's why with drones, because there's thousands of problems that can go wrong, I just don't buy used. I mean, it's that simple. With a vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. If I buy a new Expedition and my transmission goes out, I just roll to a stop and I'm going to have a terrible day and a huge bill and a nice phone call.
So let me ask you this, put it in these terms. Let's say...
My point, just to finish though, is if I have a problem in the air, you lose the whole thing. So
that's true. No, that's very true. And potentially hurt somebody.
Yes.
So let's say you've got a couple $1,000, give or take, and you can buy a used Inspire 1.
You trying to say something wrong?
Or no. Nice try. Or a new P4.
A used I1 or a new P4. I would go new P4.
Really?
If it was an I1 with X3, I would go P4. If it was an I1... Pro with a Z3 or an X5
for $2,000, yeah,
I would go. With
and it was
the
only
I1.
2 months old, flown once. No, that's not the
flown
story.
Once, 4 batteries in case. No, that's actually a really good point. By the way, there's some news. Speaking about buying drones, did you hear what happened to GoPro?
You told me.
What happened, Rob?
A recall.
A recall on the Karma.
On the Karma.
After 16 days of being out.
What was the recall for?
They have a random power loss in flight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, he so, says.
Oh, boy. They're
gosh,
recalling.
That reaction, I'm so glad we caught on film.
They're recalling them so they can put parachutes on them, right?
Oh, is that what they're doing? Is this like the FAA tripling their staff for waivers from 1 to 3?
Right.
Poor guys. We know it was 9. We know it was 3 to 9 anyway.
That's right. No, that is a bummer. I know a lot of people were excited about the Karma, and I don't know. They'll get it resolved, we hope.
Yeah, I think they will get it resolved. And frankly, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, their challenge to DJI just failed. You know, I think they got
it. Although, not many Mavics are out in the...
That's what other people are saying too.
Right now, so.
That's what people are saying right now, right? It's it's the delay of the game, or it's the recall of the game. You know, if you recall your players, but there's a delay of game, there's no one really winning or losing right now. It's what happens after this. But, you know, a lot of people who have flown the Karma have their questions.
Do they? Really?
As do I after watching some footage.
Yeah.
Hmm. It sure is. Oh, man, it's full of...
Good times, Paul.
It's got as much Jell-O as a geriatric nursing home up here on Paseo.
That's pretty gross.
I'm just saying.
Actually, you're talking of literal Jell-O, like the red stuff that comes out of the refrigerator.
Yes.
Okay.
But in comparison, it's a metaphor for the Jell-O effect that's on the camera.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm breaking this down for you here, Rob.
I appreciate it. I need all the help I can get. All right, we're rambling.
All right, well, whether you're buying new or you're buying used, now you've got a little bit more information to make the right decision. Just don't forget, bill of sale, it's really important, especially. And if you do buy a drone from outside of the U.S. and try to bring it in, make sure it was never registered in the other country, or else you may have problems registering it in the United States.
One last question.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody, say, a multicopter doing like certified used drones like a car dealership would?
Multi-copter warehouse you're talking about? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let me look.
I wonder if that's something that, because that might change the answer a little bit, right? If you can go to a quote unquote dealership
and
know that they've run it through the paces and made sure that everything's working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
What about, you mean like a refurbished Phantom?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah,
Let's search. Refurbished.
Which is effectively
there
used.
Are no products that meet this criteria.
Yeah. So maybe nobody's doing that yet.
Refurbished.
I would imagine that you could find
Phantom
them at a dealer somewhere.
DJI refurbishes them.
There you go.
Wow. Ooh, what's in the DJI refurbished store?
Huh.
Phantom 4, $899.
There you go.
Phantom 3 standard, $359.
Wow. Let's buy that for a trainer for me, Paul.
Yeah, seriously. Actually, you could take the P3 whenever you want to have it take for a spin.
Sweet.
So it's yours.
Finally, I have a drone.
I have
to fly.
A case for it too if you want it. So
cool. Awesome. All right. Well, hopefully that answers the question. And guys, if you have something more specific as it relates to buying a used drone, let us know.
Yes, definitely let us know. If you did enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review. And if you have a question, go to askadroneyou.com. And if you love listening to the podcast, you're going to love watching it on YouTube. So be sure to subscribe to our YouTube page. Check it out.
Google it.
That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.